the Colorado River, one of Arizona's most important rivers, is at the very top of the endangered river list. Matt Rice, the Southwest Regional Coordinator for American Rivers, says it was an obvious choice.
It would have been tone deaf if we did not list the Colorado River as the number one most endangered river because of what's happening.
The river was put at the top of the list back in 2013. It resurfaced when Lake Mead dropped to being 35% full last August, according to the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. Kevin Moran works with the Environmental Defense Fund. He says change starts with recognition of what's been lost.
We're dealing with a smaller river. We're dealing with less water supply overall, which requires new thinking, new investments, and higher levels of collaboration.
The Colorado River is used by over 40 million people for agricultural and economic reasons. But Julian Gonzalez, a water policy lobbyist for Earth Justice, says the loss of these rivers impact the entire community.
These rivers and waterways are really beloved by lots of different people for a whole lots of different reasons, whether it's cultural, whether it's bird watching, whether it's boating.
While state and federal governments talk about emergency river plans, Matt Rice says that's not enough, calling on a deeper investment in infrastructure. Emma Vandenhainde, Cronkite News.